It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. World Cup watch parties are going strong all over Wisconsin, with local hubs in Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay.
Wisconsin soccer fans have a lot more cheering to do as the U.S. men's national team takes on Turkey on Thursday in the final group stage game. And the U.S. has the knockout round locked down now after two wins with the July 1st game in Santa Clara, California.
To hear more about how Team USA is performing and what the tournament means for sports fans and the game of soccer in Wisconsin, we have Gavin Egan, the facilities manager at Redden Soccer Park and soccer coach with Region Soccer Club in Madison. Gavin, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, good morning.
And Connor Kaloya is here, chief operating officer of Forward Madison FC, a professional soccer team in Madison. Connor, welcome.
Great to be here.
Connor, let's start with you. You were at the game against Australia on Friday. Tell us about what it felt like. What was the atmosphere? Oh, okay. Now you're back. We had just a little bit of delay there with your sound.
Got it. It was an amazing experience, and the most amazing sporting event I've ever attended. Just for about a mile around the stadium, just amazing energy. And then once you got in there, I think it was so loud it actually registered on the seismograph. So it was an amazing experience and a really awesome day for American soccer.
Do you think that energy, that electricity, helped the team in some way?
Absolutely. No, it was, I mean, there was a good showing from the Australian fans, but absolute home field advantage. You know, as the Star Spangled Banner finished, there was a flyover. It felt like a home game for sure. And you could feel the players seemed very confident and at ease from the kick. And I think it absolutely helped the U.S. team.
Gavin, has World Cup fever hit the U.S.? Like, what was your reaction to Friday?
I mean, securing a spot in the knockout stage so early is great. It means you can rest players. So, yeah, I think we're pretty excited as soccer fans.
You can rest players. We still, though, don't have Christian Pulisic. What do you see in not having the midfielder there, the star?
I mean, obviously, it'd be better to have him than not, but being able to rest him going into a knockout stage and maybe get him back for that game would be great.
Mm. So, Connor, Chris Brady, a keeper for Team USA, was once loaned to Forward Madison back in 2021. What's it been like watching this goalkeeper rise through the ranks?
It's been awesome to see him grow up. When he was with us, he was just 16 years old, had an amazing season with us. And, you know, even at the age of 16, he acted like he was far beyond his years. He acted like he's probably 25, 26 years old, mature, just a great kid. And to watch his progression, to have success in Major League Soccer, and now to be on the U.S. men's national team, it's amazing to see, and it's well-deserved. You love seeing good people have success, and he's a great kid. And great to see him out there on the pitch on Friday.
And so homegrown with that Illinois upbringing, Naperville, it seems like it gets closer to us here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, he's just a good Midwestern kid, totally humble, extremely talented, but, does it the right way both on and off the field.
Okay, so Gavin, Esmir Baraktarvic, Appleton native, nicknamed the Milwaukee Messi, playing for Bosnia-Herzegovina. Can you tell us about his play in Wisconsin and what it's been like to see him on the World Cup stage?
What I know of him, I've learned through my workers that played against him, and they hold him in high regard. They were really excited when he secured the spot against Italy.
In a shootout at the end of the game.
Yeah. I think it shows how it's part of the beauty in America, actually. Like, he had a safe spot to go after his parents fled that war and in Europe, and, you know, rose to the ranks in the Revolution Academy, and then popped over to PSV, and has just been raising, succeeding ever since. And so, yeah, I think it's just nice to see someone from our area succeed by any means necessary.
And Gavin, as a soccer coach and with kids around you, what does it mean for these young kids to watch people from Wisconsin on the world stage?
I think it's just great to see the kids see what they're able to do. It kind of plants great seeds for them so that they can continue to grow and play and dream. I know that's what I did when I was playing. Like when I was little, I had a different type of mullet back then, like watching different players, an older Argentinian that has since passed play.
We're talking about Wisconsin in the World Cup, and we have Gavin Egan with us, facilities manager at Redden Soccer Park and soccer coach with Regent Soccer Club in Madison. Connor Kaloya is here, chief operating officer of Forward Madison FC. Connor, in the 90s, the running sentiment was that soccer ranked 67th among the nation's favorite sports, behind tractor pulls. How has Wisconsin enthusiasm for the sport changed over time? What have you seen?
Well, I think we've climbed the ranks. I don't think we're 67th anymore. I think if you come to a Forward Madison game and see 3,500, 4,000, 4,500 fans cheering on their local team, or even our new women's team, Rally Madison FC, averaging about 3,000 fans a game, I think it's proof that locally and throughout the state, there's great enthusiasm for the game. And, 32 years ago in the World Cup was here the last time, soccer's taken a huge leap since then. And I think, this World Cup being on American soil is getting even more people, both young and old, into the game that maybe weren't really exposed to it previously.
Do you think it's going to impact your organizations, your turnout in Madison?
Yeah, I think long term it will. I think it'll get more kids playing. And with the expanded World Cup, 48 teams, even in the early rounds here, every game is interesting and every game has people watching it. And so I think there's a lot of people maybe weren't soccer fans before that are finally kind of turning and getting interested in it and hopefully want to check it out from a local perspective as well.
So Gavin, Team USA's first game in the World Cup against Paraguay drew record-breaking audience, more than 27.5 million viewers in English and Spanish. Why are these games so significant to people across the world?
I mean, it just speaks to it. I mean, if you want to think about soccer and you haven't looked at it before, it's a language. Like, if you play it, you speak it, you just speak it with a different accent than someone else who plays it in a different country. And so it resonates with people all around the world. Like, and you can play it with just a ball in a rocky field or on a grass pitch, like, or on a manicured turf pitch and at the highest level. So like anybody can play, it's very accessible. And once you play it, you can go anywhere and play pickup. I've been able to play pickup luckily throughout Central America and South America with all different types of people. And I might not have been able to speak with them like with my words, but I could play, you know? And so that's why I think it resonates with people. It's just a way of accessing people. And you can see it in the different types of fans that come. I don't know if Connor saw any of that in Seattle, but you can see it if you're out at the bar and watching a game. You'll run into all different types of people watching, and that's your access point with them.
Connor, what do you make of the universal language of soccer?
Yeah, I mean, I think a great example from Seattle was, I was fortunate to bring my 9-year-old son with me. Went to the game as we're walking back to the train station. There was a pub outside the pub. They had two nets and a little turf. And my son played for 2 hours with kids from across the U.S., but from Australia and across the world. And there was a little post-match U.S. versus Australia going on with 3 or 4 Australian kids in their yellow jerseys taking on my son and just a couple kids that he just met 5 minutes ago. And, after that, later that night, I asked him what was the highlight of the day, thinking, it might have been a U.S. win or one of the goals. The highlight of his day was playing pickup with these kids from Australia and across the U.S. In front of a bar, on the streets of Seattle.
A 9-year-old who will never forget that moment.
Yeah, no, it was, awesome, both the game, but then also just kind of, as Gavin's saying, the language of soccer bridges so many different countries and cultures.
Okay, so looking forward here, Gavin, Paraguay, Australia, you know, good teams. What does the U.S. have in these next stages and in the knockout round that it has to gear up for?
I mean, if they I think they're to the top of the group, which I think they are, they might actually play Esme. I'm not sure, but in that knockout round, I think it's just getting people healthy, resting players. I think this is going to be the narrative of the next week or so. Pochettino, the coach, has them firing on all cylinders. It's really fun to see them play, especially when they broke down the low block of Paraguay. Like, you know, that's a hard thing to do. If you even if you are the more talented squad, to break down a low block is a very hard thing to do. Healthy. So it's fun to see him play that now.
Okay, so Connor, healthy, rested, momentum. What will it take in these next games?
Yeah, I think just keep doing what they've been doing. You know, I think the athleticism, you know, the American athleticism that we see in so many sports is you're seeing that now in soccer with this team. And just amazing athletes that can compete on the world stage. And Coach Tino's done a great job from a tactical perspective and technical perspective. And I'm excited to just keep seeing them do what they've been doing. And, you know, could end up being a great run.
Well, Connor and Gavin, thank you so much for joining us. Happy watching. Happy watch parties.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
Gavin Egan is the facilities manager at Redden Soccer Park and soccer coach with Regent Soccer Club in Madison. And Connor Kaloya is chief operating officer of Forward Madison FC. It's a professional soccer team based in Madison. We've been talking about the impact of the World Cup on Wisconsin soccer fans and young players of the sport on teams around the state.